from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece, right here on 105 through the Fan. Shout out to our good buddy Jake Springer, a.k.a. Suns Out, Guns Out. Yeah. It is his birthday today.
And it looks like it's Tim McMahon's birthday today.
Oh, who do you like better?
Jake.
All right.
Nothing against him.
Yeah, we just really know Jake.
Yeah, we
really
just
well.
Really know him.
Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
We're doing good. Now, I wanted to see what you thought about this quote. It's not from a Cowboys player, but I think this quote is unbelievable. So a couple of Colts players, Kylan Granson and Rodney Thomas, are going to wear the Guardian caps during the season. And Granson said, at one point, people thought seat belts were effing stupid. Because he was asked about, like, are you concerned that people will make fun of you or whatever? What do you think about the progress of players actually wearing Guardian caps into the regular season and how, you know, maybe how quickly this can be more widespread?
I think it's going to be very slow. If you talk to, obviously, the majority of them, they don't like it. They think it's heavy. And I would think what players will eventually evolve to is wearing the helmets that are prescribed, that you don't have to wear the Guardian caps in training camp. Okay. And I know there was a few players that moved to those helmets. I think that has a better chance of happening more so than wearing the Guardian caps. And you know what? A lot of guys will tell you that I've talked to that they think while it provides protection, it also provides a little bit more boldness, that you could use your head because you're protected. Oh. And because they're so heavy, the players that are getting hit with them think it's like a missile. Like it's dangerous because guys will, you know, when you have armor on, you're a little more brave, and you'll do things that you normally wouldn't do without it on your head. So, but a lot of guys, when you ask them, they shake their head and go, too heavy, just way too heavy.
Mickey, congratulations on your Missouri Tigers just obliterating Murray State last night.
Yeah, that was something. When it was 35-0 at halftime, it was like, okay, call off the dogs.
And it finished 51-0, Kevin.
I mean, so you did what you're supposed to do, right? You know, it was funny when I'm watching it, and they had right at the beginning, they had Missouri, and it said -50, and I'm going, oh, that's got to be something for a betting line, not like what the spread is. And it's like, no, that's what the spread was.
That is wild, man. That
kept people engaged at the end of the game, did it not, Corey?
Yeah, it did.
Well, I guess, yeah. And then they kicked a field goal near the end when they could have just taken a knee and made it 51, right?
Interesting. Yes. Very interesting.
Oh, I think about that.
Obviously, I watched it to the end, too, right?
But, hey, you got to soak those up, all right? You got to soak those kind of victories
up. Yeah, against mighty Murray State.
I am a little curious as we go forward here. How much time, how much work do you think Overshown gets whenever the season starts? And is he like,
how much will he get?
Yes.
I think it's going to be sort of what packages they're using, because in his absence, Leofau got a lot of snaps in these recent practices and yes. in the preseason game. So I think between the two of them, I think that you'll see them used in different ways, maybe down in distance, things like that. And then remember, at times, you if it's you know, the team, the offense is lining up in a kind of a running down formation, you know, you might see Micah there too. So that third linebacker is going to be kind of a swing thing, depending on down and distance. But I think they've got two young guys there, between Overshown and Leofau, that they want to get on the field. Now, it's a little bit of an unknown, right? They're young. They haven't played in the NFL. But from what I think the Cowboys have seen from those two guys, I think they feel pretty good about that third linebacker spot. And maybe even better that Damone Clark had the pads on yesterday's practice, and looks like that knee soreness should not prevent him from being able to play in the season opener.
Now, we talked about this earlier in the show. In the last couple of weeks, I'm curious. This is a high expectation, but do you look at this defense and think this could be a top five defense in the NFL?
I think, where'd they finish last year? It was kind of five.
It depends on what you look at.
It was 16th against the run.
Yeah, that is true.
And in five games caused that ranking to drop, right? Because they did a very bad job in the five regular season games they lost against the run. But I think it has an opportunity. They've got to be able to survive the six games that Deron Bland's going to miss.
Yeah.
And again, it's one thing for Kalen Carson to look good in these preseason games and practices, but now it's the NFL. And I'll guarantee you, when teams start game planning, they ain't putting the fifth or sixth receiver outside where he's at. Number one guy is going to line up in front of him. So either they're going to have to, play a little zone or give him help. But we'll find out more about what he can do, and the fact that, and I guess I'm worried about the fourth corner now, because one injury, that guy's got to play. Who's that guy going to be? But from a front seven, I think they could be pretty good. And you kind of like the idea of rotating guys in. I finally saw kind of up close Linville Joseph. That's a big man, you guys.
Gigantic man.
6'4", 329. Jordan Phillips, 6'6", 341. And I would imagine at times, depending on what their package they're playing, those two guys could be on the field at the same time in the rotation. And that's a lot of beef up front, what they didn't have. Now, they got to be able to play, right? It's one thing to be big, but you better be able to hold down your ground. And if they can, that's going to make the defensive ends even bigger or better, meaning they'll get more one-on-one blocking against them. So, yeah, I think that and then depending on how they use Micah, is he primarily a defensive end? Is he a linebacker? And how well will Marshawn Nealon play as a rookie? And we keep talking about how these guys look in preseason and in training camp practices, but now it's the real deal. And so there's a slice of unknown out there,
sure,
that we're about to find out on just what these guys are.
Do you have a thought about, like, if you had a guess right now for the year, how Micah would be deployed? Like, do you think it would be like 60% off the edge and 40% more maybe traditional linebacker, or maybe still possibility to blitz out of the linebacking spot? Like, how do you think that's going to break down?
I tell you how it should. I think it should, but I don't know how it will.
Okay.
I think maybe depending on how the other defensive end plays across from DeMarcus Lawrence, it, might be 60-40, it might be 70-30, just kind of judging the way they've been practicing. But again, a lot of what they're doing is just kind of installation and stuff, and they're really not showing their hand on what they're actually going to do. You know, if it was me, I'd have him at linebacker a little bit more, a lot more than he played last year, just because you can move him around and teams can't prepare for where he's going to be. And I think that's an advantage right off the start, because, you know, it's hard to double team a linebacker. You know, you got to be able to get off the line. And with them big dudes up front, if they're playing well, if Mozzie's playing well, then it's hard to get to the linebacker, and that gives him free reign to roam, and he can roam, believe me. So, it'll be interesting to see. And you know what? It might be by team on who they're playing, who the opponent is. But I think that he could be very dangerous at the linebacker position. But then again, somebody's got to stand up there as a defensive end. But if you want, you put his hand on the ground on 3rd and 7, and you know a pass is coming, and give him a shot there, and then be able to blitz in other spots where teams can't devote two guys to block him. There's just so many different ways to use him. I think that's the value, and I can't wait to see it. I guess we got another, 7 or 8 days.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we just got to wait just a little. Nobody really knows how many days, though, Kevin. Isn't that
it's
right?
Nine days.
Okay. He said 7
what
or 8.
What do you mean 7 days?
It could be.
They're not playing in Brazil. They're not the Eagles. You know that.
Hey, Mickey, before we let you go, I was kind of curious. Did you feel like Dak sounded or felt contentious yesterday?
I'm not sure it was as contentious as I think it's been portrayed. I think if you looked at the whole interview, when he said the thing about I don't really pay attention to what Jerry says to the media, he had a big smile on his face. And if you put the smile on that, you know, it wasn't all about him. It was about what Jerry tells the media, right?
Yeah, this is Jerry in general.
Yeah, but again, as we know, in every slice of comedy, there's some truth to it, right?
Sure.
Maybe there was a little. I don't know that he was totally contentious, but I think he was being realistic. And hey, let's remember one thing on that contract that was 4 years, right? They were the ones that got the clause in there about no trade and no franchise tag.
Yeah.
So that had a little bit to do with the situation they're in right now, right?
Yeah.
Not that they were going to trade him, right? But they could have kept his rights with another franchise tag, but they got that clause in the contract. So to me, this whole thing is a little more complicated than what people understand. Because these other quarterbacks, and I probably have told you guys this, and I'm sorry if I repeat myself, these other young quarterbacks that signed for all this money, it was their second contract, right?
Yeah.
So you're able to stuff some money into that fifth year of their original contract, which is not that big. But with Dak, they've already restructured his deal so many times.
Yep.
There's $40 million sitting there that's got to be accounted for somehow, some way.
Yep.
And unfortunately, there's a salary cap. And when I looked at CeeDee Lamb, you know, he's counting like 8.9 million.
Yeah, 8.75, I think.
Okay. All right. Next year, if they don't restructure the base salary, his base salary is $33
million. Yeah.
So when you figure what he's going to cost next year, and they'll probably already got it in the contract to restructure the base salary.
I'm sure.
But there's only so much you can keep pushing down the road before it catches up to you. And the other thing I looked up and it came up. What's the projected salary cap for next year?
400.
And the projection was only a $5 million raise.
That's not enough.
Oh.
right?
Yeah, that's not good.
255 to 260.
Yeah.
So if you have Dak with already $40 million, if he's here or not, Zach Martin, $17 million, if he's here or not, that got pushed back. And then you got Micah's fifth-year option, CDs, and then whatever you pay Dak. That's why they're kind of – I don't know if you guys saw this, but I saw it suggested, and I don't know if the NFL will ever do it, is have a separate salary cap for the quarterback.
Yeah, we've talked about that a couple of times. I am oddly intrigued by that philosophy.
I am too, because that guy's going to take – you know, right now, Dak's like 20-some percent of the salary cap.
Sure.
With his $55 million hit. So if you just say, okay, hey, we've got this show, and I'm going to pay the star this amount of money, and then I got all this rest to pay the other 50 people. I mean, you're in show business. That's kind of the way it works, right?
Yeah.
The backup singers don't get what the star singer gets. So I think they should think about it. I think it would leave a lot of problems the teams have with salary caps now that these quarterbacks are making the amount of money they're making.
Well, we appreciate it very much. Do some fun stuff this weekend, because next week it's go time.
Do you think watching college football will be fun?
Actually,
yeah,
I do.
It'll be awesome.
Let me get
and
back.
That'll be my fun.
Let me get back to you Saturday night after the A&M Notre Dame game. I'll let you know if I actually think it was fun or not.
Bye, Vic.
Or if you're grinding away, right?
That's right. Exactly.
Take care, man.
Okay, guys. Take care.
He's right. I definitely hope to be doing that this weekend as well.
Easy.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Chicago White Sox, F1 safety cars, and this Bears rookie.
And get ready for this weekend, Jess.
Do any of these folks? Yeah. College football. Do any of these folks deserve Forgiveness Friday? Do you? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And 1-0 delivery. And the ground ball hits slowly to second base. Charged by Simeon. He gloves. He throws. He got him. And the ball game's over. The Rangers win it 2-1. They sweep this series 3-0. They sweep the season series 7-0 over the White Sox.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, and it's time for some Forgiveness Friday, 877-881-1053. And we're going to start with the Chicago White Sox. This is maybe the most unbelievable stat I've heard in a long time. Chicago White Sox right now are on pace to win 37 games. That would be fewer games than the Tampa Bay Rays and Los Angeles Dodgers won in 2020. You will remember, of course, that season was 60 games long. So the White Sox are on pace to win fewer games than two teams did when they played 102 fewer games.
It makes a little bit of sense, Corey, because watching these day games in Chicago felt like there was COVID in Chicago. It felt like 200 people randomly at these games. Now, the night games produced at least 2,000 people, but this sounds like COVID game. Yeah. You could hear the bat. It was confusing the players because it just sounded louder than it should be in an MLB stadium because there's nothing drowning out the noise. You could hear guys cussing on the mic.
Jankowski's catch, you could see a group of like, what, 8 to 12 people behind him?
And that's like when they had a lot of people there because at least was at night.
That's true.
I was trying to take a naked dip in the pool yesterday, and then I've turned the game on the Odyssey app.
Can your neighbors see over your fence?
Nah. I got a tall fence.
Plano?
Yeah.
If they could.
No, what do you have? Like a 10-foot fence is, like 8-foot fence is tall. Is it taller than 8?
8-foot fence.
So the people next to you don't have mansions?
No. No, there's no second floor.
You're just the mansion house?
Or first floor house, yeah. No, I'm not a mansion house, but that was a throwaway part of the conversation.
Two stories.
But I hear
you have two stories.
No, I don't have two stories.
It's got three.
Why don't you come on over one day, Mike? And you can.
Old house didn't have two stories.
What's your address?
I'll give it to you. I'll text it to you.
Are you sure you want to do that?
You could hear. Like Eric was basically saying, "Look, there's nobody in this stadium right now. The third area, the top area." Closed off completely. Everybody's basically tucked away underneath the shades, trying to stay out of the sun over here. And then every time Ivaldi threw the ball, you could hear everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. Like
you could hear him grunt.
Yeah, you could hear every grunt that he had. So it's their poor play, their fan base, and now they got to move to Vegas. Like that's just what's going to have to happen. Them and Oakland in Vegas together.
There have been, it's a very low percentage, but there have been talks that the Chicago White Sox will move out of Chicago. Now,
Your family follow?
Kevin? My mom would be sad about that. The rest of the family,
it's a very low percentage. But obviously, that the south side of Chicago has turned very bad. It's sure. not a safe area to be. And obviously, the north side is the Cubs. And the Cubs dominate that market anyways. And so you have a fan base that isn't super passionate. It is passionate. I'm not saying that. But you lack fans. And there's the possibility of them moving to Nashville.
Now, somebody asked this question. Do we need to ask for forgiveness for either A, what we said about Barnes and Noble, or B, not shouting out the public library?
Oh, I love the public
you
library.
You can't buy books at the public library.
You can rent
actually,
them for free.
I think you can.
You can only steal them and then have huge charges against you, like when you finally return that book.
Do you think the library got better when they stopped doing traditional library things? Because they're like, hey, I know you don't want to read that book. Now we have DVDs. We do magic shows. Is that when the library really got better? When they're like, we got other stuff too.
Yeah, when they decided to
have magic shows,
workshops and stuff
do.
Like that.
I don't think
man,
they do in my hood.
Well, in Plano, they definitely have lots of things.
No.
With the library.
I'm not going to let that go because in Garland they do too, and I don't think anyone's going to be like Garland is the fanciest.
Do they have T-shirts that say Garland? That's my hood.
You know what they say about Garland?
Probably. What's that?
Mookie Blaylock.
Somebody got shot at the Sonic?
It's the Plano of the East.
I've never heard anybody say that.
They have AEW wrestling matches.
And Plano
that is
never
true.
Has that.
That is very true. All right. I want to see if you think this is a big deal and a problematic difference. Let's go to cut number 15. This is from Hard Knocks. So Chicago Bears rookie Theo Benedet was tasked with getting dude wipes, and this is how it played out.
I'm like, hey, like, while you're at it, do you mind grabbing, like, you know, a pack of dude wipes? You know?
Yeah.
So, he couldn't find dude wipes, so he grabbed Clorox wipes instead.
That should go well. That must be a Canadian thing right there.
I understood
it wasn't ideal, but that's what he could find.
So instead of getting dude wipes, he got Clorox wipes.
Pro tip, do not wipe your pouch with
why
Clorox
not?
Wipes.
Tell us why.
Yes. That's an excellent follow-up.
It'll sting.
Oh, because the alcohol?
Yeah. They put aloe on the dude
or the
wipes.
Bleach.
So it's nice and gentle.
Isn't it? Aren't you? Isn't there? No, there's, I guess in certain Clorox wipes there are. It'd say with bleach, right?
You don't want to put bleach on your stuff.
No,
I have a question about dude wipes, by the way.
Okay.
Are dude wipes, are those to replace toilet paper, or are they just to clean up the area, the smell, the scent down there?
See, I always thought it was to either start or finish the job.
Okay.
And then you let toilet paper do like the hard work.
Okay.
And then you wrap it up with the dude wipe.
Yeah, so I think it's the finish.
Yeah.
Onion that sat in the car for about 4 days.
Ew.
Man, this is a horrible story.
Okay. Let's go to the next one then, because I think this is a horrible story. Uh-oh. And very confusing to me. You know how we've talked about Glenn Big Baby Davis and how he's going to jail? Does he...
Remind me, for what?
So... Fraud? Yes, that is exactly correct.
All right.
Very, very good. So Davis was a group of, like, I don't know, like 25 people that tried to defraud the NBA players' health and benefit welfare plan of like $5 million. There's a whole bunch of them.
Was like Damon Stoudemire part of this? Am I remembering this right? I'm sorry. I'm trying to think
because I don't want to put that on him if it was not. I don't remember. I'm sorry. So he's supposed to go to jail for 3 years and 4 months. But a Manhattan court has said he could finish filming his documentary before he went to prison.
Well, I think they should film it while he's in prison.
I mean, that is an interesting point.
That's part of the documentary, right?
But does it feel like you probably shouldn't be able to pause your prison sentence for...
I got to get this documentary done.
Yeah, for a documentary.
Sorry, judge. Can you hold it?
Well, I mean, the judge was like, no need to apologize. Yeah. You're good to go. Man, that feels weird to me.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. I feel like that is something that... The lawyers are there to fight for, right? Hey, let's get...
I guess.
Look, we're giving you this. Can we get this too? I don't know. The documentary. I want a documentary.
Okay.
About the station.
I do. We can definitely film a documentary about you.
Well, with this station.
Okay.
Not just me, man. I want it to be about all of us. We're a team.
Will you go back and interview all the former people?
Dude, not
just
all of them.
Just be like blurs.
There's
if you
one that
naked
I'll just
swimming.
Tell
and there's Corey.
Okay, let me clear something up here, all right?
Naked as a...
I never got to do it, because when I got home and I finally got changed, I get out there, I got my swim trunks on, I'm like, all right, time to disrobe. And then I hear a car pull up, and it's my son. He comes home for lunch, because they have off-campus lunch at Plano.
What day was this?
Yesterday.
And oh, because we got off early.
Yeah, we got done early. And so I'm like, all right. So my kid, he pulls up. I'm like, dadgummit. And he's sitting there with his friends having lunch. I'm out in the pool.
Really do it. You let him know.
No.
And what? Then, is he letting them know?
This is my house.
Then when he finally left, I was like, all right, now it's time. And as soon as I got ready to do that, the gray clouds came over and started pouring rain in my backyard. So I was done.
Dude, you guys got rain in Plano?
We needed the rain.
Yeah.
Not in my hood.
Okay, but I don't think that is because of like economical status or anything. That's a simple geography thing, right?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Live in a food desert and a desert.
All right.
Food desert.
Would you still be in this race?
Right.
So the F1 is getting ready for, I think it's the Italian Grand Prix. And so they send a safety car out there to, you know, zoom around the track, make sure everything's good to go for the weekend and everything like that. The safety car crashed.
Oh, no.
If the safety car crashes...
You better just...
Don't
call it
a day.
Yeah, don't you kind of go,
it's not our day, guys.
I don't feel like I really want to participate in this race. Oh, why is that? Because the safety car crashed.
This is a sign.
That's the car that you sent out there to make sure we're good. Couldn't handle it. There's literally no other car on the track.
Yeah.
And it crashed.
So if there's a safety car, are all the rest of them danger cars?
Yeah, no, think of the safety
car
as kind of like your Arizona State. And the rest of the cars are out there for, you know, more aspirational colleges and whatnot.
You're talking about a Big 12 school, buddy.
How many people know that?
Four.
Carter's one of them, I'm
sure. I just learned that.
Just now?
Just now.
I was today years old.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Mike.
Welcome to the Big 12. Arizona State.
Yeah, it's going to be so weird when they're like, the clash between Arizona State and Colorado. Coming up next, Big 12 football. And you're like, hold on, what?
Yeah, just like it's been for the last this year.
Yeah.
Well, they played each other last year in the
I know, pack. But in a different conference.
Not a big, big 12 thing.
Now they're the Big 12.
Because you didn't feel good about saying Pac 12, right?
Right.
Because
like,
who the hell knows?
I forget which one it was.
You just said the pack.
Yeah, because you don't. We don't know. All right. Does this person need forgiveness? The Florida Panthers fired a team employee who accidentally posted a picture of the new ice with the logo and everything like that. So the Florida Panthers, I think just like 3 days ago, released like, here's our new logo and what it's all about and everything like that. Well, a week earlier, an employee had accidentally, or like just taken a picture of the ice and put it up on social media. And the team got very upset about that and fired that person.
Why did they fire him? Because he released the logo?
Even though I'm assuming it was an accident.
Everybody's going to see the logo at some point, right?
But you got to do a big unveiling. You
Not
know
anymore. He recently passed.
Jerry West.
Oh, that's my joke.
Okay.
I got one in. You had the joke earlier.
I know.
Now I got mine. Kevin?
I don't think that
yours
deserved...
was the grind joke
so hold
with your
on.
Wife.
Is this show just y'all waiting to get your spots in while the rest of the show goes on?
Yeah.
I don't think that deserved a firing. I really don't. But I guess if they're saying that that person's terrible at their job, then I guess they're right.
What if they came to you and they're like, yeah, that's right. I did it on purpose and I would do it again.
Fire them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Immediately.
Okay. No.
And I hope they burn in hell.
From the 214, as a weather expert, property tax determines us to where it can rain in certain areas. No.
You guys threw up
that
weather,
that is not true. And if it was Mike's property tax, it would rain there.
Because in Dallas?
Is your house expensive?
I don't know, man.
Yes, you do. You're such a liar.
You guys want a house built in 1910?
If it's got your house value, yes, I do. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next.
Oh, doorways are tiny.
Yeah.
No tables, though.
Okay.
I have popped my head multiple times.
What? What the hell did you just say?
I popped my head multiple times.
That is not an accepted phrase. It makes it sound like your head exploded.
Because the doorways were made for people that were 6 feet
tall
or
low.
So I'm
sorry, you hit your head on the thing. Okay, that is the way the normal person would say it.
Not popped?
No.
I don't think I said it wrong. Text in.
We're the KNC Masterpiece. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. God, man, like 45 minutes ago, Alec goes, we're not even to the end of hour one. Coming up next.
1 hour left, right?
Nope.
In Rangers baseball.
Wrong. Incorrect.
Dang it.
No more.
It's time for Gridiron Gravy. How tough is the Cowboys' schedule based strictly on the starting opposing quarterbacks? Next on The Fan.
First and goal. Rollout. Hurts. Fires end zone. And it is caught for a touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is indeed a shout-out Friday from the 214. Shout-out to myself. It is my 25th birthday. Happy birthday. Thanks for listening to the show. Shout-out to you. I like this from the 817. Oh, man, now I freaking lost it.
From the 817, shout out to Mike, KNC, and the Masterpiece Boys out here delivering all these magazines. Definitely needed the energy you guys are bringing today. Thank you.
From the 254, I'd like a shout out, but I'm only a person and not a bookstore. I might not be worthy. You are worthy. Shout out to you as well.
Did you see this one? They were shouting out Alec.
Oh, I want to hear it.
Shout out from the 817. Shout out to Alex Medford for always.
Oh, that combines him and Alex.
Well, it's actually his name is Alexander Medford.
What?
Two Alexanders.
But we call him Alex.
Wow.
But shout out to him for always playing Dax Here We Go sound bit every day. It makes that person laugh.
Well,
Good news for you.
It is that time as we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Here we go.
Dang it.
Why now do you it's not actually, like that?
Now it's actually starting to.
Yeah, it's time to hear it every snap.
Because it makes me think of sad things. All right, let's go.
12-5, man. Second in MVP.
great. Who gives an F? What did you do in the playoffs?
Wait till, do we interview the Stevens and the Jerrys next week?
Yes.
Yep. Wait till, how many
the
times?
The Jerrys.
How many times do you think they will say?
Well, fine. The first time it comes up, I will ask. Then the logical question is, if he is that great, why do you not give him a contract extension? All right. So the Athletic put out a kind of a breakdown of ranking everyone's schedule, not by team perspective, but based strictly on the opposing quarterbacks you have to face this year. So I wanted to run down the list for the Dallas Cowboys from what the Athletic says is worst to best.
All right.
Bryce Young, Jaden Daniels, Daniel Jones, definitely flip those, Russell Wilson, Derek Carr, Baker Mayfield, Deshaun Watson. I'm going to stop right there. Doesn't feel terribly tough so far.
Right.
All right. Then you go from that. Kirk Cousins, Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts, Jared Goff, CJ Stroud, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow. What do you think? Does that feel like a difficult schedule based strictly on the starting quarterbacks you're going up against?
That last part of it does.
Sure.
It feel pretty tough. That early part of it, nah, not so much, based on the quarterback alone.
So the Cowboys are almost smack dab in the middle. They're 17th in terms of strength of schedule based strictly off of starting quarterbacks because of that trio of games, which are spread apart against Jackson, Stroud, and Burrow.
Can I tell you what I think is a bad thing for the Cowboys' sure. schedule? You don't play the Commanders until the second half of the season.
Yeah, I mean, you'd like to knock one of those games out early,
yeah, I think
early,
playing
right?
Jaden Daniels the first five or six games of the year, you're going to get a below-average version of an NFL quarterback. But as the season progresses, just think of, I don't know if he's going to be CJ Stroud. He's not going to be probably combined. Like, that rookie year was unbelievable for Stroud. But Stroud wasn't that great the first 4 or 5 weeks of the sure. season. It was as the season continued, you're like, man,
you're right.
This dude's improving. And you don't play them until 11-24 and then 1-5.
No, I think you're right about that. That is a very astute point. So by the time we get to that first game, like, our prevailing wisdom is that Jaden Daniels will be, you know, maybe at Derek Carr to Baker Mayfield level as opposed to Bryce Young to Daniel Jones level, and that's a nice little bump up.
Yeah, hopefully by late in the season, though, you have good thoughts on him, on what he's what he stinks at, and you can force him
okay.
to those.
Okay, that's fair. You will have the opposition tape as well. Now, in terms of the team that is facing the best slate of starting quarterbacks, this kind of sucks because this team is not good. Think about what I just told you for the Cowboys. This is the Patriots. Anthony Richardson, Will Levis, Caleb Williams, Geno Smith, Kyler Murray, Trevor Lawrence, Tua twice, Brock Purdy, CJ Stroud, Aaron Rodgers twice, Justin Herbert, Matthew Stafford, Josh Allen twice, and Joe Burrow.
They're going to lose every game, sounds like.
That team is and that team is not set up to be good this year.
Now,
anyway.
Fortunately, more than just a quarterback on those teams. So you can take advantage of that opportunity.
Very, very true. All right, let's go to the saga of Brandon Ayuk. Got solved yesterday afternoon. Brandon Ayuk signed his 4-year, $120 million contract with the San Francisco 49ers. He gets $76 million in guarantees. Now, there's a couple of different things to this. The Athletic said that the 49ers were willing to move on from Ayuk if they could get what they considered a, quote, top-flight receiver to replace him. San Francisco offered Denver a third-round pick for Cortland Sutton. And if they would have accepted, San Francisco would have been like, all right, you get traded to the Steelers. But the Broncos said no to the Sutton trade. So
makes sense.
The 49ers didn't send Ayuk to the Steelers, and now eventually they re-sign him. Adam Schefter reported that this is the same deal that was out there for a few weeks. Brandon Ayuk's agent disagrees. And he said, well, that is inaccurate, but you can still cash your checks anyway.
Huh.
Which I get because the agent.
Trying to save face.
Yeah, because if the agent's like, well, we got the same deal we got offered 3 or 4 weeks ago, you might be like, well, you wasted a whole bunch of ramp-up time.
Yeah, or at least I didn't have to go to camp.
Yeah, maybe he did.
I wonder how worth it is to not have to go to camp if you're like, no, that's fine. I'm good.
That's a good point. But yeah, Schefter said it's the same contract that's been out there for 3 weeks. His agent said incorrect, but good for you for making a living nonetheless.
We will never know.
Yeah, that is probably true.
Cortland Sutton, SMU zone, by the way, is the clear number one in Denver. And like, I can see why they wouldn't make that move, because he wants to give his quarterback the best opportunity, you know, with a good receiver.
Why am I drawing a blank? Where's Jerry Jeudy?
He got traded to the Browns.
Okay, thank you.
And like, they didn't want to move on from both of them, but Jerry Jeudy didn't perform as well as Sutton has. But man, Sutton on San Francisco, that would have been something I didn't want to contend with either. That being said, I did draft him in my fantasy league. So either way, I think he's going to work out for me.
Now, it is a good day for Corey, nonetheless, because one of his favorite coaches, Mike McDaniel, with the Dolphins, has gotten an extension. It will keep him in Miami through 2028. I realize the playoffs didn't work out for them on the frozen field. Do you think, if you're Miami, this feels warranted? If you're a Miami fan, this feels warranted and you're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. He's earned that as their coach. He works well with their GM there too. And he, like, that relationship that he's built, as long as that GM's there, I think he's going to be there for a while. But they have a really good working relationship. They can be honest about what they need and what the team's flaws are. And I think that's really important when you're trying to say what takes us to that next place. Because they're there. They're a good team. They missed some pass rush, and like, offensively, they were able to do a lot of things. Obviously, that frozen game, it killed everything they were trying to do. But I think that they're still missing a little bit of their pass rush. And when you can be honest with your GM and say, we need something like this, it helps you make those moves in the offseason. So I think that's good for him, man. He's a lot of fun to listen to.
Now, we saw him pop up in kind of a cameo appearance. Isaiah Standback was on Good Morning Football. We've had him many times. Now, the word came out from Bear Sports Media yesterday that Isaiah Standback has been signed to be part of the NFL Network in a couple of different appearances.
Congratulations.
He can be on Good Morning Football. He can be on Good Morning Football Overtime, which will be on the Roku channel. But every time we had him on, he just felt like delivered a wealth of information, and it's cool to see him get this opportunity.
Yeah, there was one year when we were at the media party in Oxnard, and I just started chatting with him, and I was like, dude, he and I think the same about football. So just listening to a lot of the ways that, you know, the things that he was looking at about the things that Cowboys don't do well and the things they can do better, I was like, man, he and I are aligned on a lot of this. So it was really nice when we were able to have him on the show.
So you feel like you got the job with NFL Network?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, this is me. Ooh. This is a victory for Corey today, Mike.
Congratulations to you too.
Appreciate it, guys. Adams is gone, so.
Yeah, so it's easy for me to sell that to the wife.
Now, this is a really unfortunate shout out that we have to bring this up, but I mean, it is the world that we live in, and I appreciate that multiple people have been bringing this up this morning. The 972, shout out to everyone in pain after the loss of someone near to them. Dallas Fire and Rescue lost one of their guys. We're still waiting on confirmation of one of those names, and a Dallas Police Department had an officer killed in the line of duty last night. And so that, in addition to the just sad, sad, sad deal with Johnny Gaudreau from the Blue Jackets, him and his brother got killed in a car and bike crash. Supposedly the other driver was drunk, and it was their sister's wedding coming up either today or this weekend. So it just heartbreaking news all over the place. So absolutely shout out to everyone who's hurting out there and doing their best to try to be strong or console whoever they can. Or maybe you're not doing your best. That's okay, too.
Kevin is right.
We're the Canes.
I never know how to. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, you looked at us like said it.
Well, Corey looked like he wanted to say something, and I didn't want to step on
it. Yeah, no. You did a great job, man.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, I'm really excited for this segment. Which NFL fan base most desperately needs a Super Bowl win? 877-881-1053. Let's do it next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.